This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the first week of late winter, the final week of the skunk mating moon, and the first full week of the sun in Aquarius. Late winter enters the United States today, and in the south, the early wildflowers start to bloom, and in the north, the January thaw forecasts spring. Along the 40th parallel, about halfway between the Gulf of Mexico and the Canadian border, cardinals and doves begin to sing before sunrise. In just a couple of weeks, the first red-winged blackbirds arrive in the Ohio Valley. Not long afterwards, the first snowdrops flower and the maple sap runs. In 3 weeks, pussy willows come undone. It's 4 weeks to crocus season and owl hatching time. In 6 weeks, daffodils flower and the robin chorus fills the morning dark, and goldfinches turn gold and maples flower. Tulip season and the first wave of blooming woodland wildflowers arrive in 8 weeks. In 9 weeks, forsythia blooms and skunk cabbage sends out its first leaves. 10 weeks remain until the great dandelion bloom, and lawns are long enough to cut. In 11 weeks, all the fruit trees start to flower, and in 12 weeks, you can cut rhubarb for the first rhubarb pie. In 14 weeks, you can find morel mushrooms in your woods. In 16 weeks, there'll be strawberries for strawberry pie. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week for the second week of late winter. In the meantime, just think about the possibilities. For all its risks and setbacks, the future is sweet and full of pie.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.